Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now, Lechayr, if it's my property, I can dig there, right? Can anyone stop me from digging in my property? Can anyone stop me from building in my property? How's about storing hazardous materials? I'm doing it mamish in my property. And the answer is, you can't if you're going to be hurting your neighbor. For example, Zok the Mishnah once again, Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Lo yachbar adam, a person may not dig, bar is a pit, it's a pit that's used to store water. Generally, a bar is round. Samach, near, l'boire shel chavere, the pit of his friend. V'loi shiach. Shiach is a pit that's long and narrow. Now, this wasn't officially a pit that was made for a laundry pool. We're going to learn about that later. But people did use it in a way, this is how the Gra explains it. Like they would take off their shirt or cloak and like run it along the water. That's why it was long and narrow. Just to give it like a temporary little wash. This way and that way. V'loi ma'ara. Literally, ma'ara is a cave, like ma'ara samachpela. But it means a pit that's covered with a roof. And there's an opening to it. V'loi amas hamayim. And also not in an irrigation ditch. V'loi nivreches koifsin. Or a pool to do laundry in. Now, even though we said before that in the Shiach they would sometimes wash clothes, the Gra explains this because it's long and narrow. But it wasn't an official laundering pool. Laundering pool is where they gathered water for the purpose of washing clothes. You can't do any of these things. Ela im kein, unless, hirchik, he distances this, mikoisel chaveiroi, that is the end of his pit, the outer edge of the hole of his pit has to be far away from the wall of his friend. Shloisha tvachim, by at least three tvachim. Now, when we say the wall of his friend, the Batanura explains, it refers to the ground surrounding the pit or ditch that his neighbor has already dug. Because the ground surrounding a ditch is the wall of the ditch. So from a bird's eye view, imagine you had two paper cups. Imagine that the inside of the cup is the inside of the ditch. And they're side by side. And imagine that the paper cups are inside the ground, on the top of the ground. So I'm looking down and I see two holes, two round holes in the ground. Between one hole and the other, you need six tvachim. Three tvachim for each bar. So I can't build my pit and go all the way up until the edge of my property, even though I'm within my property. I have to leave three tvachim from the edge of my pit till the end of my property. And my neighbor who dug a bar by the edge of his property, he also has to leave three tvachim from the edge of his pit till the property line. Because we need six tvachim in between the two bayrais. So if you're looking down at the two cups, imagine my hole is three tvachim away from the property line. His hole is three tvachim away from his property line. That is my neighbor. In between the two bayrais, six tvachim. And that's what the Mishnah means in regard to all these things. That you have to distance it from your wall, from the wall of your friend, three tvachim. Well, what if my friend doesn't have a bar there? Oh, so I can go all the way up till the edge of my property? And the answer is no, because tomorrow your friend will decide to dig a bar over there. I have to assume that my friend can dig a bar as close to the property line as is allowed al pi halacha, and I can. Both of us have to leave three tvachim on the side of the bar that is adjacent to our neighbor. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Visad bisid. He also has to paint the inside of his pit with lime. Why? That's to make sure that the water that's in the hole doesn't leak out and eventually destroy or damage the neighbor's pit. Now the Mishnah is going to give us a list of things that you can't keep near a brick or stone wall of your shachan, of your neighbor. Zak the Mishnah. Marchikin, you have to distance es ha-gefes. Gefes, says the Matanura, is psoiles hazesim. It's the olive pulp. It's like if you squeeze out an orange on a juicer, there's like the pulp. It remains in the juicer. And you pour out the orange juice. Well, when you press olives, you have the same situation. There's this psilus that remains after the olives have been pressed and you took out the oil. The es hazevel. Zevel is manure. We discussed this earlier. Es hamelech, salt. Es hasid, and this lime that is used to smear the inside of the bar, for example. Ves hasloyim. Now these stones are special kinds of stones. They're stones that are used to produce fire, like a flint. Now, all these things, if it's near a wall, it could do damage to the wall. And therefore, even though you're storing it in your own property, but the halach is you have to distance it. He has to move it away, mikasla shel chaveri, from the wall of his friend, shloisha tvachim. Again, three tvachim. It has to be three tvachim away from his friend's wall. All these things, if you stand around it, you're going to feel hot. It generates heat. And heat can damage the wall, or it could like make the earth a little loose underneath the wall, which obviously isn't good for a wall standing. Now, in this case, we're talking about a real wall. In the previous case, we were speaking about the wall of the bar. You have to distance your pit three tefachim away from the wall of your friend's pit. Now we're talking about an actual wall. Now, if you don't want to move it away from the wall, from your friend's wall, there's another etzah. Vesad besid. You can paint your neighbor's wall with a thin layer of sid, of lime, and that's going to protect it instead. Vaitra zakta mishnah marchikanes hazeroyim. You have to distance planting seeds. Ves hamachresha, plowing. Remember chayrish and the lametes malachis. Ves meiraglayim, or to urinate. Min hakoisel, from your friend's koisel, shloisha tvachim. Now, in the case of the seeds, what happens is the roots of the plants, they like grow into the soil, and the earth becomes softer. It's like you would take a pitchfork and insert it into the ground. So it starts smishing the ground. It becomes softer. The sand begins to break up. That's what the roots of plants do. And of course, the plowing would have the same effect. And the meiraglayim also, it dissolves the bricks, the acid inside, dissolves the dried clay. Now, the Gemara says really it depends what the wall is made out of. Different types of wall have different shiurim. Rechayim is a grinding machine. It's a machine that has millstones. The stones grind up the wheat into flour. And the grinding machine, the millstone, is made up of two parts. There's a stone at the bottom. That's called the shechev. It lays on the ground. And there's a stone on the top. That's called verechev. It rides on the top. And that's how this machine works. These two stones rub on each other and the wheat in between gets grinded up into flour. Now the vibration, the shaking, eventually begins to weaken a wall. So therefore, Umarchikin, he has to distance as Herachayim, his millstones, Shloisha min Hashechev, three tvachim from the base, the bottom stone, Shehein Arba min Harechem, and that would be four tvachim from the upper stone. Because the upper stone is always one tefach narrower than the bottom one. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Vesataner. You also have to distance an oven from your neighbor's wall. Shloisha min hakilya, three tefachim from the bottom part of the oven. That's called a kilya. The kilya, the base of the oven, was like built out of stones and cement, and they put the oven on top of it. So when you build, the bottom part is always wider than the top part. That's what makes it steadfast. So you have to distance an oven from a wall. Vesataner shloisha min hakilya, three tefachim away from the base of the oven. Shein arba min hasafa, which would automatically be four tefachim away from the top edge of the oven, because the top part is a tefach narrower. And safa literally means like a lip, the edge. The problem with an oven is that the heat, too, will eventually weaken the wall. So quickly, chazrin gov, what we learned in our Mishnah, we said you can't dig a pit. They used to dig pits to store water. They didn't have pipes with running waters. Near the pit of your friend, there has to be at least three tvachim of wall surrounding each pit, so you can only build up until three tvachim away from your property line. That's whether your friend has a pit on his side, or even if he doesn't yet, but he should be able to dig one if he wants to. For that matter, a long pit or a maira, a pit covered with a roof that has an opening, an irrigation ditch, a pool that was made for laundry, all these things. You can't dig it out in your property unless you distance yourself from your friend's wall, three tefachim. Furthermore, you have to smear the inside with lime to make sure it doesn't leak out and cause damage. Then there are certain things when you store them, like the psyllus, the pulp of the olives, manure, salt, lime, flintstones that generate heat. All these things generate heat that could weaken a wall. Therefore, you can't just say, well, I can put it to the edge of my property. No, you can't. You have to allow three tefachim between these items and your friend's wall. Or an option, another option is, we said v'sad v'sid, that he can paint the neighbor's wall with a layer of lime, and that would protect it. So if you're going to paint your neighbor's wall with this layer of lime, then you can store these things much closer to the wall. There are also halachas how thick the lime has to be, depending on what you're keeping there. Weiter, we said, you distance planting seeds or plowing or meiraglayim from your friend's kaisel three tfachim. If you have a millstone which shakes, you have to distance it three tfachim from the base, which would automatically be four tfachim from the top part because the top part is smaller. Same is true for an oven. The heat could damage your friend's wall. You have to distance it three tfachim from the base of the oven, which would automatically be four from the top of the oven because the top of the oven is always smaller than the base.